Cunningham. Please rise to the stage and pledge allegiance. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with gratitude for the opportunity to serve and lift up the great state of Texas and all those facing challenges, and your guidance, protection, and peace be upon them. Lord, as the council gathers, we ask for wisdom, unity, and discernment. Help us to make decisions that reflect integrity, compassion, and the best interest of the city of Kirby and its residents, plus our city, our leaders, and all who came, all who call home Kirby. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mission statement, the city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Please call roll.
Councilmember Grant. Councilmember Lozano.
Here.
Councilmember Sanchez. Councilmember Street.
Here.
Councilmember Molina.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Apodaca.
Here.
Mayor Greider.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And Councilmember Grant is on his way. Councilmember Sanchez did not fire, but she was not able to attend today. Moving on to five, this is participation. First, we have Dr. Todd. He's up to the podium.
Good afternoon, neighbors. I would like to draw your attention to two out of the three qualifications for employment of city manager as is posted in the City of Kirby website. First of which states that an applicant should be able to successfully pass a background and credit check. In January of 2010, Brian Rowland is accused of assaulting a tow truck driver as he was attempting to repossess Mr. Rowland's personal vehicle, although admittedly the charges were then dropped. In December of 2005, the property which Brian Rowland had himself purchased at a foreclosure auction was subsequently lost to foreclosure when he was presumably unable to maintain his property tax payments. The second item states that applicants should have and maintain an accessible driving record. In March of 2021, Brian Rowland was involved in a late-night single-vehicle accident in the city of Prairie View vehicle, which he subsequently abandoned and failed to report. It is my assertion that these and many other items demonstrate that Brian Rowland does not meet the qualifications for the job of city manager as objectively and quantifiably not the best person for the job. In fact, continuing to spend taxpayer money on the training for any interim city manager, particularly this one, is consistent only with Janisha Greider's well-documented history of failing to demonstrate financial responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have David Barbosa. Please step to the podium.
My name is David Barbosa, and I guess everybody's heard it over and over. And hopefully it won't take much to understand that, yes, Mr. Rowland is not the perfect for the job. And I'm going to mention what he just finished mentioning, and it's true. I wish this lady would have been able to come up here. I was willing to pay for her expenses to come and explain to us what really happened to Kirby. Unfortunately, that was it. It didn't happen. But it can happen. And again, I was willing to pay her expenses. Because all of this about this is not true, I mean, it's in black and white. What do we say is not true? Okay? Obviously, he's not responsible with his personal financial, which is fine, none of my business. But he wants to come and control our taxpayers' money. We wonder why we're over $300,000 in a hole. We wonder why. Our mayor, and I'll say mayor this time, Janisha, same thing with her. She's got files pending for money that she didn't pay. And you want her to handle our financial situation? And this is all public information. Grant can call Texas Rangers all he wants. This is public information, and you can laugh all you want, but this doesn't lie. But can you explain that $300,000 we're in a hole? Of course not. Right? So we want these people to be running our money, but you allow them to handle your own personal money? Of course not. But you are saying, okay, they can handle the taxpayers' money? Taxpayers didn't put you here because they wanted you to do that. They wanted you to hire somebody that was going to take care of our money, including yours. So what is it that we don't see that he's not doing that, that she's not doing this? I mean, this is pretty obvious that he didn't do no good for the city of Perryville. Did he ever get a job from the time that y'all fired him last time to now? I wonder why. Maybe because of this piece of papers. Huh? Why is it that he's never here? Because he's taking care of his own business. Doing consultation for other cities. Is that what we're paying for? Is that what we're going to continue paying him for the next 2 years? Or whatever long as y'all make this contract? Now, what does it take to understand that that is not right? That's his choice. He can do whatever he wants. But we don't have to pay him to be doing that. Okay? If he wants to have a part-time job, that's his business. But if he's not here to conduct business, there was somebody on Facebook the other day trying to find out if he could get a permit for a storage shed. Can't get a hold of nobody. Like I said, well, I would tell you to call the city manager, but he's not here.
Next up, we have Roger Robbins,
please
step up to the podium.
Mr. City Secretary, I'm going to talk about an item, and I'd like for you all to be able to see the item I'm talking about. Can you hand this up to council? This is an item I found in the park, in the city park. My name is Roger Robbins. I found 2 golf balls in the city park. I turned one of them in to the police department and I let them know I was going to bring the other one here. I brought this for your all inspection so that you would be able to see what was actually found in the park. It's a golf ball, and inside it, it has a blank embedded in it. I brought it here so that you guys could inspect it to see it with your own eyes. Okay? I understand that, Mayor. You want to see it, you want to just keep it over here. I brought it here so that after you guys inspect it, you can turn it over to the police department. It's a safety hazard. I'm a child of the 70s. I remember back Halloween, that's when they first started putting razor blades in apples. Kind of a detestable type of a thing. Well, having live ammunition, oh yes, it is a blank, and I know they're designed for pranks, for people to hit golf balls and they blow up. And it's ha-ha. But when you find it in the park, I found 2 of them. Like I said, I turned one in. It was found Saturday morning. I turned the one in and did the report to Sergeant Lackey. But I want you guys to actually see it. It kind of puts the reality into it. Would you want your kids playing in a park, finding a golf ball, hitting it against a rock and having it blow up in their hands? It's a safety issue. And I bring it to your attention because I did not want it to be a piece of evidence in a plastic bag with a police report and nobody know about it. This was the first meeting council had. That's why I brought it here to show it to you, to look at it, inspect it, give it to the police department with the other one they have in hand. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Moving on to 6A, discussion of possible action on appointing the city manager. On the time, you did reflect, Ms. Christine.
Yeah, 6:10.
Thank you. Moving on to 7, closed session. The City of Kirby City Council will convene an executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 personnel matters, discuss the appointment, employment, and or duties of the city manager, but not limited to interviews, applicants for city manager, and other matter related to the search for the appointment of city manager. Regular meeting closes at 6:12 p.m.